was just really a beautiful time that we always look back on and think how God can use you if you're just available to Him.
What do you think a barista would appreciate? How about a smile, eye contact, kindness, and a friendly greeting? That's easy to do, and it doesn't even require an outgoing personality. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count, and Matt Gilford describes his experience sharing and caring at a coffee shop.
Something that was really innate in me was to want to share Christ a lot with people. And I've always been very shy and not very outgoing as a personality, but I just started up this conversation with a barista at a coffee shop. You know, she said to me, she needed to start going to a church but didn't understand why she was feeling that way. She had never felt that way before.
And that casual conversation led to an eventual invitation to church.
I invited her to church, and my wife and I started a relationship with her. Just a couple weeks later, we were out in the yard of the church, sitting on the grass and sharing the gospel with her. And it was just really a beautiful time that we always look back on and think how God can use you if you're just available to Him. And so it wasn't until I really learned about the Spirit-filled life and the role of the Holy Spirit that brought all of those pieces together and gave me sort of that North Star of what life is normatively for the believer.
What a great reminder. When we make ourselves available to God, take a step out and let the Holy Spirit lead us, God can work in surprising ways. For more exciting faith-sharing ideas, go to cru.org.